The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
Oh yeah. Grab a loved one, pull them close. Sit by the fire and enjoy a hot sizzler night. I'm Ken Napsok, here from beautiful Burbank, California, for a special edition of Hot Sizzler Nights. It's been a while, but we're back here on the Napsok Files. And as always, today's episode is brought to you by Skillshare. Check out Skillshare at Skillshare.com. Your brain will thank you. Classes taught by real-world practitioners, and you can use a promo code, the Napsok Files 2MO, and you'll get a two-month free trial of Skillshare. I use it. I really, really do. Go to Skillshare.com for more. All right. The music is playing, and I have two special guests, and we actually went to Sizzler. Please welcome, from the Wangers, Christian Ruvagabla and Cody Hall.
All right.
Oh, my God. I am smitten right now. I'm going to prounce on you.
Oh, on me?
I'm going to jump on you right now, Ken.
I'm okay with that.
Song could do a lot to people.
I'm okay with that.
Cody's going to watch the whole time.
We have these two upstanding young men here. You guys know them over the years from Schmoes Know, Collider, the rest of the digital media world, dominating it, making cool stuff along the way. But more importantly, they are part of the Wangers. One Wanger down tonight, Beardo. Well, just, you know, quite frankly, not enough room at the Sizzler table.
No, not at all.
For Brian. But glad to have you boys here.
Glad to be here, Ken.
I've been looking forward to this for a very long time.
Like, I could tell from your text there was a certain kind of energy to it.
Yeah. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've had Sizzler.
Sizzler. So the premise of the show, for those who might be joining and thinking, what the hell's going on here? Hot Sizzler Nights is a pretty simple concept. I bring a guest or guests, and we head on over to a Sizzler, and we get unlimited salad bars. That's right. At Sizzler, that means more than just lettuce and Thousand Island dressing, my choice. It means a full taco bar. It means pasta. It means some chicken wings, some mac and cheese. Most of the time, an ice cream bar. That didn't happen tonight. Not our fault. Technical problems there at the Sizzler. But some dessert options as well, and of course the wonderful cheese toast. And we just talk about our experiences. I found that Sizzler and the unlimited salad bar, it's a little morality play. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with the food choices out in front of you? I always start with this. When was the last time you guys have been in a Sizzler?
Ooh, man.
Dude, it's been at least 10 years.
10 to 15 years,
probably. My dad probably took me there a long time ago.
Yeah, I was definitely living in a home with my parents.
Like, I forgot what to do when we got inside there. I was like, oh, do we order from the menu here? Okay.
That awkward walk up. Wait, this is a buffet, but we can also order other food?
Yeah. Much to JT's dismay. He wants a second round of Hot Sizzler Nights where he can order a steak meal.
Yeah. There's no 2 for 20s.
No 2 for 20s. He's not a fan of salad. And he didn't like the mac and cheese.
Gotta eat your greens.
So, but Cops, I got a sense, though, this was your family's used to go there a lot. Did you mention something about
that?
Oh, we
did. Yeah. Yeah. We loved it. So, when I lived in La Mirada, which is my hometown, in LA County, Orange, it's like a border of LA County. It's near Fullerton. That's technically LA County right? Yeah. So, it's LA
it's
County.
It's a great El Pollo Loco in Fullerton. All right.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. And so there was one about 5 minutes from our place, right by it used to be an actual movie theater turned dollar theater. So it was like right there. So like the seats were all sticky.
C7
Imperial right there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It was off of Rosecrans.
Okay, never mind.
One street over, Rosecrans, good street down there in
Orange County. Yeah. I would have loved if suddenly we realized that Hot Sizzler Night turns into Cody and Christian were in the same room together at a dollar theater
in
1997.
Yes.
All right, so you used to head there as a family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Yeah, we went there. Oh man, the dinosaur chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
There were dinosaur chicken
Not on
nuggets.
Display tonight. Yeah.
No, I did not see them tonight.
Yeah. So positive memories of this restaurant chain.
Yes. Oh, I mean, you know, the occasional everyone's bickering and fighting when all the little brothers are running around. But other than that.
But
the food brought us together.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't Sizzler end that? You could be fighting in the van, and all of a sudden you get in the Sizzler, and you're like, ah, the smell.
I had ice cream and Jell-O, and I was good to go.
Good to go. Mm-hmm. You really were excited about that Jell-O.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Cody, you went with your dad, maybe. You have foggy memories.
I remember things about it. I remember going with my dad. I think I went there after a Little League game. I remember being in a Little League uniform.
That's a good spot.
I don't know if I went. I just wear it every now and then.
What did your dad? Your dad had you dress up in a Little League uniform.
Did you play? Nah.
Just wanted to feel like a player. I don't know if the rest of the team was there, but I know I was there in a Little League uniform. And I think I enjoyed it back then. I enjoyed it tonight. That's all.
Okay, that's important. So I love this. I paid this picture of little Cody Hall in his little baseball slugger outfit.
Yeah.
And that the team has gone to like a Baskin Robbins.
Or round table.
And his dad's like, no, we're going to Sizzler. Mm-hmm.
It's closer to home.
Oh, closer to home. We're going to get you some post-baseball cheese toast. But you have warm memories of the last time, too.
Yeah.
But you've been there. But you've both been there. And I think that's because you're both SoCal kind of born and bred type of kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was Sizzler. I actually wasn't much of a Chili's guy until I joined Schmoes. Then Chili's is right
then
by
you kinda
the
afterbus. Had to.
Yeah, at that point. But it was Sizzler, Outback, and Black Angus. Like those are the kind of three. Not even so much Outback. It was Black Angus a lot.
Red Robin was a good one.
Red Robin was good too. Yeah.
Red Robin's is something like that. I was a big wheel down to the Red Robin factory when I was at the mall, going there about sometimes 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. That's another show. I wouldn't mind doing some Red Robin lunches, but Hot Sizzler Nights is where we're at there. So I always like to see where they go immediately. Now I go for the salad. Unless you're JT, usually people follow suit. Mm-hmm. Are you both salad guys? What's your stance on salads?
Very casual. I'll get like a chicken Caesar. I don't go really bold too much when I'm at restaurants.
Okay.
But I had a lot on my salad tonight.
You had the power in your own hands, which is why I love this salad bar. Mm-hmm. So like a chicken Caesar represents to me like a salad that comes as is.
Yeah,
you can't make a lot of changes to it.
Right. That's more bold than I am because I am a pretty picky person.
Yeah.
So I like my iceberg, a little romaine. Some I put onions this time. I feel a little freaky. It's one of those nights.
You know,
and then some carrots on top as well.
Did you do dressing?
I did ranch.
Okay.
You did the ranch.
With some croutons as well.
I went with the like taco salad, the taco onions.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of like the red onions, which normally I go, I went for like the little tiny little cilantro.
I went for those
onions.
One as well.
Yeah. It was good. It was a good kick to it there. You remarked while you were getting your salad cups here that you're a little bit of a bare bones salad guy.
Yeah. I like to strip it down.
Like an acoustic salad?
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's exactly what it
was. Candles around as he eats.
It's a regular six string. You don't need no seven string. No amp. Just straight up.
Indian style on the floor.
Yeah, maybe a little cup just on the actual hole to let it, go into the crowd.
This is Kurt Cobain singing Something in the Way.
Yes.
Only wears sweaters while eating.
Yeah. I think that's like one of the reasons why like I've been able to keep a somewhat stable figure.
Right.
Not I ain't got no six pack or anything, but
sure.
I've always eaten very light. I get full very easily.
That's good.
At post diet, it helped even more. So now I'm all about like portion control.
That's big.
Yeah.
And you've been looking good. You got your Fury, Brad Pitt Fury haircut here, which is great.
That's my favorite.
I'm jealous that you have enough hair to pull it off.
It's so emo.
You were on a diet. You were on what is it? The keto diet?
The keto diet.
Keto diet?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty
sounds
intense.
Like a game.
It does sound like a game. I won too.
Yeah,
I won, Cody.
And
I
this is pretty
stars.
Intense. I'm not a diet guy. I don't. I wish I was because I could lose the 10 pounds easier if I did. But this is pretty intense. I've seen people tweet about it because
that's
what you have to do.
It's different for everybody. You know, everybody's they have a different status on their body, and it all just depends. And we did our research. I did it with my lovely lady, and we want to do it because we are going to Hawaii in a few months. We're like, okay, we gotta slim down a little bit. And, I stuck to it. And, it's basically cutting carbs, cutting sugars, and a little bit of fasting here and there if you want to. Mm-hmm. I wasn't, like, fully on board. I was like, I'm not going to starve myself. But, we work really long hours sometimes, and I found myself not eating for a good 12 to 13 hours, and I was fine.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I did it for about a month. You're not supposed to do it for more than, like, 2 months because it gets really unhealthy for you.
It What, put strains on your heart?
I guess so. Well, I
by
mean,
not
like,
getting food?
Yeah, like you need to...
Who would have thought?
I guess you just need those sugars or bread. Yeah. You need a little bit of that.
Yeah.
You completely you take it out of your life.
I didn't eat for 36 hours. Apparently yeah. My body had a problem.
Yeah. Well, you go into a ketosis is what they call it.
I was going to say
yeah.
cardiac
like a,
arrest.
Yeah, you go into cardiac arrest, and then they're like, okay, this is where you go into a coma, and then you start to lose all of your weight, but then yeah. you have to just pray that you come back.
You lost your coma weight. Yeah, I had a friend, an old employee of mine... one time was like, oh, you're trying to lose weight. Here, try this. This was like 3 years ago, three and a half years ago. He told me about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, what is it? He's like, it's great because, you know, you can eat kind of, he listed the things you could eat. I was like, I like all those things.
Yes.
Then he explained it to me. I was like, it doesn't sound medically responsible.
No. It's, I mean, when you think about it, bread is very, very important.
Yeah, bread's
I love
good.
It's on bread. Everything. Yeah. It's on everything.
It's on everything.
You cut that out and I'm eating a freaking turkey burger, which I can eat like a regular,
sure.
like a just a red meat burger. But it's wrapped in salad in a lettuce
it's
wrap.
It's like a salad around your
yeah, meat. Yeah, and it's just messy. It's all over. Same result by the end, but still, it, like there's that little piece. Like I wish I had some fluffy bread.
If you had been on that diet tonight, would your meal have been vastly different?
Actually, no. I might have been true to it tonight.
So would have done the salad.
Aside from the salad was fine.
Yeah.
I couldn't have done croutons.
Okay, no
I had
croutons.
To cut those out.
That's right. You used to give me your croutons whenever you got a salad.
Yeah.
It was adorable.
Oh, you guys.
I wouldn't have been able to do the spaghetti.
Oh, yeah.
Can't kill the spaghetti. There's sugar in that, and then the pasta, a lot of carbs. The Jell-O, probably not either.
Okay, yeah, so
I would have
just
stuck to the salad.
On the flip side of that, Cody, I can't imagine you've been on a diet here, unless it's a gain weight diet.
Yeah,
I've
tried
that.
You
are a slim man. We know this.
Yeah, it's a curse, I tell you. A lot of people bring it up all the time.
Well, you know, and I'm sorry I bring up a pained, you know. I had a friend who was still, he's a smaller, you got some height to you, man. You could play some ball there.
Thank you.
He's a small guy. He's about 5'6", 100 pounds. And I've watched the guy go out of his way to like raid an In-N-Out. And he just couldn't even gain a pound. So hold on to it for now.
You saw what I ate tonight, Ken. I'm trying.
I did. No, you ate. And actually, I was concerned. I got to say, because you started with the salad. You don't go for the iceberg lettuce, I noticed.
I had like one scoop of it. I did both of the bowls there.
Okay. Missed it.
Yeah.
But you weren't shy about what you put on your salad.
No, I did the ranch dressing. I had a bunch of carrots. I had olives. And then once I thought I was done after that. And then I'm going to leave. And I saw the bowl of bacon. And I'm like, oh, I got to do that. And I did like two big scoops of that.
Yeah.
Immediately was full after the salad. And then you're like, all right, let's go get some food.
I look over and you looked pained.
Yeah.
Did you have a big lunch today? Were you not prepared for Sizzler?
No, I mean, I was really excited for the beginning of this journey. And then when I realized there was more to it, I didn't want to stop. So I was like, how often am I going to go to Sizzler?
I kept
doing that.
I don't know.
I mean, you could go every day if you wanted.
Yeah, you could.
There's no reason.
If you're with me on this, but I'm also a bad buffet eater.
What do you mean by that?
Like normally people, they come down with their first plate.
Yeah.
Eat, boom, let's go get a second plate. I'm done by the first plate.
Because I get a lot on the first plate.
Yeah.
Man.
I can never go for seconds or thirds.
It's a pacing game.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I was at the Riviera a long time ago, maybe 2003 or 4, and they're known at the time for their buffet. You know, they're not the Riviera doesn't exist anymore, but at the time, they were part of the upper echelon of Vegas buffets, and I did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was so excited. Like, I'm going to eat it at one plate, I was out. I had to tap out. It's a little disappointing, but I give Cody credit here. You pressed on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to impress you guys tonight. I want to, like, oh, Cody only eats a salad, you know? I wanted to have the full experience.
No, never.
Yeah, you would have, I understand.
I know what you're capable of. You're strong. You're a strong being.
I had a 7x7 at In-N-Out one time. It was a seven patties.
In one sitting?
Yes.
Did you use utensils?
No.
Was this a bet?
It was a part of a group dare that we all did. There's four of us.
Oh my gosh.
I finished last in the we raced to eat it too.
I don't even know if you can do that anymore.
No, I don't think you can. Yeah.
You can't order 7x7.
No.
They won't let
probably
you.
After that night they're like, we can't.
I think you're the reason.
Four of them.
Yeah.
I think the top is either 4 or 5.
Yeah.
They just can't do it.
Yeah.
At Comic-Con this year, we were down there. Were you there that night? No, I think it was mostly with fandom people. And we were at a restaurant, the burger and
cheeseburger. Probably hating myself in a corner.
Yeah, the cheeseburger and shake restaurant. And like they had a challenge up there.
Oh, jeez.
And it was like, got to like 30 patties or something.
Oh.
It was
done
disturbing.
After one burger.
God bless America.
Yeah.
God bless
for real.
America. Walk me through what you see, Cody, when you're trying to push through and you go back to the bar there, were you looking for an easy way out? Were you looking like, what's the least path of resistance?
I saw you go for the tacos, or go towards the tacos.
Towards the tacos.
And I'm like, well, I could do like one or two tacos. And I started to make myself one. And I was like, oh, I can get some chips here. Yeah. And then this guy, cops over here, walks over and starts making himself spaghetti, which I didn't see over there. And I'm like, well, I want spaghetti more than I want tacos, but I don't want to put the taco back in the thing. Yep. So now I have this plate of spaghetti and tacos. And I just,
why I go to Sizzler.
Yeah, exactly. Because where else can you do that?
Where else can you do that? Yeah. It's an abomination of God's creation.
A little Italian and Mexican mixed together. Yeah. It's a beautiful plate.
It's a beautiful plate.
You could have dipped your chips in that that spaghetti sauce.
We joked. I thought about putting the meatballs in the taco.
In the taco?
Yeah. I mean, this whole show started because Mark Riley put like chicken tenders in his mac and cheese. Sticking out like it was an iceberg ready to take the Titanic down. And so that's what I was like, wait, we got to talk about this. But you come back to the plate with like a pork meat taco and spaghetti.
Yeah.
I noticed the taco mostly left unfinished.
Yeah, I think I got to the 45 to 50% mark on it. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure I got the spaghetti at least mostly done because that was the thing that I wanted most. Once I started to really feel my body shutting down, I was like, I should probably slow it down here.
You know what? You went into ketosis.
That's what it was.
Cody, also, you know us. We're not going to judge you.
I was probably going to judge myself more if I stopped. You're better than this, Cody.
You could have lied. You could have come on the show and been like, wow, I had everything out there. And we would have played along. We would have yes-anded you there. I was loading up on the mac and cheese, which was a lot of long time Hot Sizzler Nights fans will know the battle of mac and cheese at Sizzler. Sometimes too watery, sometimes it's just right. Tonight was some of the better mac and cheese. Some of the better mac and cheese. But I was heading over there and I just hear Cody mumble, "Is this all available?
It's fair game.
It's fair game. It's like, yeah, it's all here. It's all here." Cobster, your second plate there when you realize, well, you're gonna push through. You seemed a little more hungry. Cody was hungry going in. Just sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hit a crouton too many.
I got spaghetti, no meatballs. Mm-hmm. I just wanted the sauce. Just wanted the pasta. I've also just been craving spaghetti, coincidentally.
Because you denied yourself pasta medically
for a very long time. Yeah. So I got that, and I also got a little bowl of chicken noodle soup. I don't think you can go wrong with that. Yeah. I don't know if that's a weird combo, but spaghetti.
I had a taco and a spaghetti, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I think I set the bar there.
Yeah. I felt jealous because I saw his plate. I saw Cody's plate. I'm like, damn it.
Mm-hmm. Like you're like, that's what I wanted to talk about.
I got to step up my game a little bit or sprinkle some fudge on this or something.
Some tacos mixed with spaghetti. That thing's going to start sprouting legs.
Yes.
It's from the devil. Mm-hmm. Do you have any regrets in choices you'd made or did not make tonight, either of you?
The chicken noodle soup wasn't as great as I hoped it would be, but.
And the soup is hard. It's hard to mix with something.
Yeah, it's soup. But the spaghetti I thought was great. And it was perfect. Exactly what I needed.
I know we're not eating at Maggiano's or something.
Right.
But,
it was exactly what I needed. Exactly what I needed.
Based on the diet the last couple months?
Yeah. Because right now I used to just stuff my face. Like, I used to go to Jersey Mike's.
Right.
Get the regular sandwich.
Which are too long.
Too long. Now it's like, I get the mini, you know, because it's like a nice little, ooh, that was perfect. I'm good. I'm good for the night.
It is one of the problems with, I think, American eating is we eat to the point where you feel like you're dying.
Yes. Yeah.
And we got to learn to stop it at the mini.
Yeah. That was like every time we would go to lunch, we'd go to Kronk Taco, three tacos, all those chips, a soda.
From three to two, it was one of the best decisions I made in life.
Or the burrito, giant burrito from the smaller burrito. It's that control.
Yeah, the three tacos to two option is good. Yeah. I last time when I was with Joe Starr and the whole debacle, we weren't going to Sizzler, we were going to Little Tony's and that was closed, so we end up at a doghouse restaurant, and I kind of felt like Cody was. Mm-hmm. I had to show my worth, like I was in The Lord of the Rings. It's time for me to prove my worth.
Yes,
and I had too much, and it was like you knew it. The hot dogs have the big Hawaiian buns. The hamburgers have the big Hawaiian buns, and then I ordered tater tots.
You gotta get those tots.
You gotta get the tots.
Yeah.
Stop, America. Stop.
Yeah, there's something interesting about that, about wanting to, because it's like every lunch that I think I go on to, I was like, okay, what can I stuff my face with? And then I'm walking back into work.
Bad.
You know, why did I do it?
You can't do anything for like an hour and a half.
You just sit there.
I can't type right now.
And then you start to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Then you start to fall asleep, and you're just like, oh, you just start dozing off.
Do you guys, are you guys big with the breakfast? Do you eat breakfast?
No.
I love the idea of breakfast.
The concept.
Do I ever have time to do it now?
Yeah, no. You drive like 4 hours to work. Mm-hmm. You really do. Realistically, how long does it take?
About like an hour and a half. There and back, so 3 hours a day I spend in traffic.
On the road. Yeah. So you're eating a lot of meals in the car.
Yeah. Yeah, I went through a breakfast burrito phase where I would.
Oh, a breakfast burrito phase.
Yeah, solid year. I would microwave those things and take them out on the road.
I don't know if you heard recently, and maybe I was just talking to myself, so you probably didn't hear it.
Okay.
I've come to the conclusion that I might not like breakfast burritos as much as I've led myself to believe.
Mm,
okay. Love burritos, love breakfast. Together, I've realized it might be too much of a good thing. I don't know.
I've never been a breakfast burrito person. I've always, and it's kind of the same thing with breakfast in general. Like my ideal breakfast is just scrambled eggs, bacon, toast. Just very simple.
Simple.
Very, very simple. I mean, I love me some pancakes.
Country
I
breakfast.
Love French toast.
French toast is good.
I mess around with French
heavy.
Toast. So thick and
you
heavy.
Mess around with French toast?
I mess around with French toast.
We all have days.
All the time.
We all have days where we messed around with French
but like,
toast.
But wrapped in a burrito. I'm not a chorizo fan.
Okay.
Or I love it.
Chorizo fan. I'm not a big fan of that too much. I'll eat it. I just putting it all together. I like it. I like my things. I'm very organized. So I like my bacon goes here. My scrambled eggs here. Maybe I used to put a lot of syrup on my eggs.
Yeah.
I used to do a lot
gets
of syrup.
Gets over to the bacon too.
Oh,
you're like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. And then just like, oh, okay. And then the toast is right here.
Wait, did you say syrup on your eggs?
Yeah, I used to do that. I used
maple
to drink
syrup.
Maple syrup.
Wait, you intentionally put the syrup on?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have it like drip over from when I did the pancakes.
Yeah.
But,
and it's a nice surprise.
Yeah. It's like, oh, look at
when
that.
When I was younger, I used to, before I actually knew how to make scrambled eggs. Yeah. It just my mom was doing it. I'm like,
did you not know that that's not normal? I mean, it's not abnormal.
I think it like accidentally happened one time when, you know, I'd be eating pancakes. I smother that thing in syrup and a little gets on the eggs. Like, hey, this is pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I also understand now why you needed to send your body into ketosis.
Yes.
Because you had this problem. But breakfast burritos, Cody, for you, still pretty good.
Yeah.
Have them as much.
No, like it was a phase. But I don't like when there was peppers in the burrito. You know what I mean? I don't like my burritos being spicy.
Yeah.
You know, like if I'm doing a breakfast burrito, I just want eggs, bacon, potatoes, whatever you want to put in there. Because I don't like the spiciness of it.
I think you hit on something there as I think about it there. Because I love, give me a tortilla. And put in bacon, eggs, sausage, cheese, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you start making it like a burrito,
yeah,
a little steak is a little different. But like the peppers and everything, it's too much for me.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you microwave it too, it's just like,
it doesn't
go well.
Eating it in your car coming
exactly,
up.
Exactly.
Stuck on the 210. 60 freeway, 210 or whatever you take to work there.
Yeah.
We did go back and get some dessert or tried to. Now the ice cream machine was broken. I apologize for that.
I
didn't have an advance warning.
I don't blame you.
No one from that Sizzler. Who they all think they know me, by the way. You guys witnessed two interactions tonight.
Yeah. The guy called you our father.
Our father.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did make a joke that
I think he legit thought you were our dad.
Yeah.
It's like, listen to your dad.
Should have been like, you're sir, right. Help me.
I thought he was in on it. And then I'm like, I think you're right.
No. I think you're right. So what? I forget how the exchange happened. He's always there at the counter. Yeah. And every time I always come back, and I don't go often, I actually really don't go often. Maybe once every 6-7 weeks when I do an episode of Hot Sizzler Nights. Mm-hmm. I've only once been when I'm not recording something. I go back and I always act. It's my rule with people who are serving me in the service industry. Just be real nice.
Yeah.
Engage with them.
They are serving you your food. Or if you're not doing it, regardless. And they're
serving you.
Yes.
And I do not place myself above them on the chain of life. So I'm always like, hello, good to see you again. Mm-hmm. And every time he goes, he pauses, he shakes his head and goes,
tilts his head down.
You as well.
Yeah.
And, he's playing along. But, you're right. At some exchange, we joked. I said some joke about, let your father decide or something to you two. You're right, Cody. I think he was unaware.
Mm-hmm. Which I should show up in my Little League jersey next time over there.
My little slugger,
double off the wall.
My little slugger wants a steak.
Next time you go, see if he mentions like, hey, where are your sons? Where are your sons
at?
Where's your sons?
Yeah.
The waitress, she, quite frankly, you guys witnessed it towards the end of the conversation. Mm. You walked back. She was hitting on me.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
She liked your hair.
She liked my hair, my beard, and the gray of my beard. And she said the words, I like the beard now. Like she's watched me grow it. But she has waited on me before, but But as I was telling you guys after she left, I thought she hated me because one night I accidentally had to stiff her on the tip, which sounds bad when I say that out loud. I forgot that they don't take the tip at the checkout, so you have to go to the table. And I didn't have cash.
Yes.
And I was like, damn it, what do I do? And anyway, I was with a guest, and I hate to ask the guest of an AppSec Files, you got any cash?
Yeah.
But I asked that guest. And I do believe it was Mark Riley. And Mark Riley went, I don't have any cash. So I left like a dollar or something.
Clearly
an insult. And every other time I've been there since, she's been cold to me.
Oh, no.
Another waiter, she's a little older. She's been nothing but nice. This waitress, really cold and aggressive. And we got there tonight. Did you guys think she was a little brusque?
It seemed like she angrily asked me what I was drinking.
Yes.
I was like, Pepsi?
I oddly had a bad encounter at Buffalo Wild Wings for lunch today, and our waitress was a little aggressive towards
us.
Really? It might be us. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's like bad waitress day, but she was like overly aggressive, and she's normally really, really nice. I don't know if they like got together and planned it. Knew this was going on.
Maybe they're fans of Collider.
Maybe.
They've seen our work some places.
They're like, we don't like what you're doing right now, sir.
We're not a fan of the shows. That's interesting. First of all, you go to B-dubs too much if you have a regular waitress.
Yeah. Amy, her name is. Amy. Great girl.
Okay.
At least usually.
And she was aggressive with you guys?
I don't know. Yeah.
Cody, were you there?
No, I wasn't there today.
It was me and Frank. Okay. And right away.
Frank Lucatore.
Frank Lucatore. Yeah. We felt this sort of like, you know, like, hey, what do you want? She didn't say that, but that's kind of how it came off. I'm like, oh, hey. Because I, too, am very like, you know, I think it might have been like Makuga, who I like kind of learned it from, like, you know, just like what he said, we like always like look him in the eye, try to memorize their name. So that way you can talk to them, be more friendly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's kind of like how I would like to sort of treat it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just right away, I felt like, you know, very weird. And the the service at Buffalo Wild Wings is not
historically bad.
Yeah. Yes. It's pretty bad. And today was like on a whole other level.
Were they busy?
No.
They
usually never
empty.
Are.
No.
Yeah. And sometimes that's worse. Yeah, and look, I think it's a hard line of work, so I'm not criticizing blindly. But the Buffalo Wild Wings is, I think it's an ethos in a pathos inside their company.
Yeah.
Treat everyone kind of bad, but also take a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, I can only imagine what their Yelp reviews are.
It can't be good, but anyways, you survived that. Anyway, so I survived the waitress encounter. I did leave a nice cash tip tonight. Mm-hmm. Which might encourage more flirting over my custard.
Right.
You guys didn't see this. You guys were both up there, and she showed up. She's like, out of the blue, she just turns to me, and she goes, "How are you? It's good to see you." Mm. And I was like, "Oh,
remember that tip you didn't leave me?"
I wanted to be like, "I'm so sorry for that tip that one time." And I was like, it's very good. I said, "I'm taking my friends out to dinner here." Mm-hmm. She's kind of looked at me like, okay. And I went, yes, it's my reward to them. And I was about to go into the podcast.
Yeah.
But then I was like, do I want to be the guy that's like, I have a podcast?
Yeah.
So I just went, And I just stared awkwardly at the blank spot where you guys were sitting. And I went, it's my reward to them.
Yeah.
And you weren't there. And she was like, oh. Then that's when she goes, I like your beard.
Mm.
It's really nice.
Moving on.
And then you guys started to come back, and I was like, save me, Cody. Save me, Cody.
But then would you have had to explain to her what a podcast is? Do you think she would have
known? No, I think she would have.
Okay.
Maybe.
I think everyone in LA, I think, knows what a podcast is.
It's generally
when you go outside.
Yeah. Yeah, generally outside. So anyways, that was a fun sight. For those who are Hot Sizzler Night listeners, it's the Ballad of the Waitress and what's going on there. But we did go back for dessert. That is the time. I came back with some custard and vanilla wafers and the pudding. What direction did you guys go to? I can't remember.
Did the same
Cody?
Thing.
We did Jello.
You both did the Jello cubes.
See, custard kind of scares me because I kind of don't know what it is.
Yeah, the word is what custard.
Custard.
It sounds something enjoyable.
I think of mustard.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a frozen mustard.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
Tapioca is not my favorite. Just
even
because.
That word.
It reminds me of things that don't belong at the dinner table. So, but custard, I guess I've never stopped to think of the word.
Yeah.
I just think of Custer's Last Stand, and I just think of history. But Yeah, you just don't like the. It's not the taste or the texture. It's just the word.
Yeah, and I guess the overall just look of it. That was one of my issues growing up, and it kind of still is now. It's like if it doesn't look like it'll be yummy, then I'm like, I don't know if I'll have that like predetermined, like, oh, I already know how that tastes based off of how it looks. It's like the bane of my existence.
You wouldn't be like a good traveler who's
I am from a foodie.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
I wouldn't either. But yeah, you'd be like the.
I lied to my girlfriend like on our fourth day. So I'm like, I'll try sushi. I was scared out of my mind.
You did though?
I put that giant roll in my mouth and I'm like, and I wanted.
Just like held your breath as you chewed.
I should have gotten an Academy Award for not throwing up.
What kind of rolls do you remember?
I don't remember. I blocked it from my
mind. Cody, you like the sushi?
Oh no, I don't go anywhere near that. Yeah.
To this day,
I don't care if I'm trying to impress anyone.
You're married now. You don't have to impress anybody.
No,
you
know? She gives me crap about it that I swindled her.
You swindled
her? Oh yeah, absolutely. She's like, I want sushi all the time. I'm like,
never.
I'll get it for you. There's a Popeyes right next door.
Yeah,
I'll get some of that.
I don't do like a lot of the raw stuff. I've had it. I've had the eel. I've had quail eggs, and that's bad because I'm not an adventurous eater. I'd be a bad Andrew Zimmern. Mm-hmm. But what is that the guy's name? Bizarre Foods, Andrew Zimmern, something like that.
You got me.
Yeah.
Is that the
little bald guy, and he eats like crab hearts and like horse dung and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Okay. And he's like, this is so good. What a trip. Like,
good
no.
for him.
Yeah. I can't do that. You're
brave.
Struggling with custard and I'm over there. Yeah. Sushi, I can do the rolls. I like the rolls. But if it's too fresh, I'm out.
Yeah, I get scared every time. Because her birthday was just recently. I was like, she's going to ask. She's going to want to go to sushi. She's going to want to go to sushi.
Just the environment's like, it always seems like the big party. And I'm like, stop. Like, yes, I just want to quietly eat a meal. Stop.
People that love sushi are kind of on a high horse.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, let's go get sushi.
Yeah.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
It's just like, you're eating
that
raw
phrase.
Food.
That phrase, oh, you don't know good sushi, is one of the worst phrases
it's
in the
like,
world.
All right, pal.
But you're right, Cody. You go to a sushi, especially if you're like the sushi bar side, it's always a party.
Yeah.
It's always loud, obnoxious people.
Mm-hmm. You got to yell to order something.
So I don't know how to use chopsticks. So I don't know how to use chopsticks. Do you use chopsticks?
I'll go
sushi?
The fork every time.
Oh, yeah. I use chopsticks a lot, actually. I've used them in none. That might be an area where I start to get slightly pretentious.
Okay.
I'm not great. I've seen better chopstick operators, but I'll use them to, you know, if I'm at home, I'll dip some French fries in a ketchup because they're convenient. Once you get the handle of them.
Yeah, it's just like the dog.
I look so stupid, man. I'm just like.
But it's fine. This is where I don't put my shows on video. But if it was the Wanger show, I'd see your little pincher claws.
Right? A little pincher claws going on right there.
I cheat in a way. I do a little. I like what I'm showing. It looks like my hand's having a seizure. Like I just do that. And I can even eat rice with
yeah.
With
see, that's
sticks.
The tricky one when you have to cross them together and then you scoop it up.
Little scoop.
Yeah.
Little scoop.
Can't do it. I do that, and then as soon as it gets to my mouth, it's all just falling out already. I'm just like, this is just the. Yeah.
But Cobster, if your special lady friend wants to go to sushi, doesn't there usually exist the option for like teriyaki chicken? Or? No,
yes. Yeah. The times when we lived in Pasadena, there's a lot of Asian food areas out there. There's a ton. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of got into a weird experimental like, oh, let's go try different Asian restaurants. I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, let's try it. And then, you know, I find myself eating even teriyaki chicken, I'm not the biggest fan of either. Oh. White rice, sure, I can
where
handle.
Are you a fan of?
You don't want to. I just stuff
tacos.
Everyone's like, "Oh, you eat chicken fingers and pizza all the time." It's like, "Well, yeah, but I also eat more than that too." All
right, put your body into ketosis.
Yeah,
I'm just concerned about that. There, I don't know. But you, Cody, you're okay with the teriyaki chicken?
Yeah, I love me some teriyaki.
Your wife has any food desires that you don't agree with?
No, luckily she doesn't like sushi either.
Theirs was a love born out of hate.
That's
of
all
sushi.
We need to know. You don't like sushi?
Yeah.
All right.
Damn it. Pretty straightforward. Then. Yeah. You don't feel like you have to lie to your loved one.
No. She gets mad when I make chorizo. She hates chorizo.
But you really like this chorizo.
I love that. I love that stuff. You're when it's so in a
proud.
Breakfast burrito, it's the best
when
breakfast.
You bring
burrito
it in ever. The next day.
Yeah. I'm like, guys, look at this. The burrito's huge. Yes. Like, look at this thing. Yeah, she will never try that. She thinks she does the couch thing. Like, that looks gross. I don't ever want to have that. I'm like, just give it a shot. See, it's the one thing I cook.
That's the other thing. She'll just force feed it into my mouth like a baby. It's like, no, try it. And then she's like, as soon as I put the type of food she's making me try, she's like, why do you make that face? Mm-hmm. Why do you make that face assuming that it's going to be bad? And I'm like, oh, I am doing it. I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good.
Does she cook?
Yeah. Yeah, we both try. I mean, I think she's a much better cook than I am. But as soon as we moved in together, we got so much better at having a routine of going to the grocery store, buying a bunch of food for the week, and cooking everything.
It's discipline. Love and discipline.
Yeah, love and discipline.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Cody, you don't cook other than chorizo.
I've tried. I have cooked spaghetti before.
Right.
But when I try to...
easy.
Yeah, no. When I try to cook other things, Ken, it doesn't go well.
You do carne asada.
I do grill carne asada.
Okay, that's good.
I grill it.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Carne asada fresh off the grill?
Yeah.
I do that. That's really good. And burgers are easy. Just flip those. Yeah, that's fine. But if I tried to make a quesadilla one time, Ken, it did not go well.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. I could
scorch the thing.
I could teach you that. I put it right on the fire, right in there, straight ahead. And I also have a nice hot plate now to grill a steak. And you flip it the other side, you make a quesadilla. Look, I'm a late bloomer, and I'm not like over here like cooking rigatoni or like pasta parmigiana. I'm pretty nuts and bolts, but I'm a late bloomer on cooking my own stuff. So there's still hope for you.
Feel nice. It feels nice when you're
it's great.
You feel like you've accomplished something.
Yeah, it really does. And when we have, like, we like to do, breaded chicken, a little panko.
Okay.
You smother it in some egg and powder and stuff, and then we got that. You got the green beans. You got to eat your greens. That's what I learned.
Got to get your greens.
I got to eat my green
ketosis
beans.
Or just in life?
Just my girlfriend, just Amber, she just, like, you need to eat greens.
Right.
Whether it's a salad, green beans, any kind of vegetable, something. And a little bit of pastaroni.
Okay.
She loves pastaroni. I love pastaroni. Right. Super easy to make.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You're doing all right. I mean, what about you guys are both in functional relationships. Who am I to cast any kind of aspersions on you? But we go to dessert here.
Yes.
Jell-O, what was about the Jell-O? You've mentioned this, Christian, that you've had this connection to Jell-O from going to Sizzler as a kid.
Yeah, as a kid, it was either that. Or because I remember it brought me back that little nostalgia of the actual cup.
The little cup.
Yeah, the style of that cup. Yes. It looks like a little flower blossoming in the night. It's
probably
beautiful.
Haven't changed it.
It is wonderful.
Yeah.
And I just I wish I used to not play with the ice cream, but it would start swirling down and be like,
you spin it around.
Spin it around and make that little tip kind of fall over.
The tip is the key.
Like the Grinch mountain tumbling over. And that first scoop was great, but they didn't have it. So I went to the Jell-O. Jell-O, and that was their gelatin.
Gelatin Jell-O. We'll call it Jell-O.
Yeah, it's just thick. It was like a raspberry.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the
something
flavor.
Like that.
Or cherry, or like a wild
strawberry.
Cherry.
Ooh, a good wild cherry mix.
Yeah.
That's good. Cody, you like the Jell-O too. You gravitated to it.
For me, it was the safe choice because I didn't know what anything else in that bar was.
Didn't trust me loading up two big scoops of custard.
It was the word
too with you.
I was expecting some like chalky substance that wasn't going to be good. So I did the Jell-O and that was good. And I was, I was overwhelmed. I was going to keep looking around, but there were people staring at me. There was one lady who was already annoyed with me because I took too long to pour my spaghetti onto my plate earlier.
Who a worker?
No, customer.
Okay. Who? Wait.
Yeah,
you're burying the lead.
I'm sorry. When I in the midst of my taco spaghetti adventure,
moral
there,
dilemma.
Because this guy took the good chunk of the spaghetti noodles, and I'm trying to scoop the stuff in, and I'm doing like maybe five noodles at a time because that's all that's left in the thing.
Not the best utensil either.
It wasn't, and I kept dropping it.
It wasn't the little prong.
You need the prong.
Yeah. So the lady behind me was getting frustrated. I'm like, I'm so sorry. This is
what was she saying? Was she like mumbling?
She was just staring. I think I saw a head shake.
Was like, I'm going to go talk to your father over in the booth right now.
Who's responsible
for
your
son?
Who's letting this?
So I ran into her again in the Jell-O section, and I'm like, God, I'm just going to get two things, and I'm out of here. I'm so sorry.
Was this the people sitting across from us?
No.
We had the older white couple that looked like they were at a Kid Rock cover band. Like, she's on the cover, and he's Kid Rock.
Ball.
Yeah. They were they argued over where to sit for the longest time.
Yeah, initially they sat behind us.
Behind us.
Like, all right.
And he wanted
to
watch the Dodger game.
And then the dad jumped on the table. He's like, my name is Kid! It's crazy.
He had a little hat on. He had like a fedora.
It was like
and long blonde hair. Yeah, yeah. And he looked like a puffy older Kid Rock.
Yeah.
He had tats. She looked like she was on a Harley and fell off a Harley. And he wanted to watch the Dodger game, which I respect. We were kind of sneaking some glances at the Dodger Met
doing
game.
So good against the Mets.
Yeah. And they were, and she wouldn't budge. I was listening. I was immediately eavesdropping. He was like, I just want to sit over, let's sit over on this side. Literally the booth across from them. Mm-hmm. So I can, he goes, so I can see the TV. And she was like, and he's like, okay. And he starts to go back, and I heard her go, thank you.
Oh,
and then all of a sudden he goes, but if I sit over here, I can watch the TV.
So, you with your baseball. Yes.
Tense moments.
I thought that maybe she was the one giving you
grief. I don't think so. I didn't get a good look at her. I just felt the glare more than anything.
Peripheral. When you feel it, that's when it's worse than
I heard a loud exhale, and I'm like,
oh, that's the worst. Yeah. That's a lot of pressure.
She turned like, excuse me.
So you just wanted to grab as much Jello as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I was like, just two or three, and I'm out of here. I'm going. I'm leaving.
Nice little cubes, too. Like pretty big cubes.
Yeah.
We're coming to a close here in our food discussion here out there listening, but now you've got Jello on your plate, and I must ask you, too, a very important question. Mm. How do you eat your Jello?
Oh, I got it.
Yeah?
You don't put the whole thing in your mouth. You don't. That's
it's
too
possible.
Much. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely absolutely. What she said. Yeah.
But you want to savor it.
Oh, the Jello.
Yeah. So you kind of
you slice. Thing?
I do the slice.
You do the slice. The
three
slice
or four slices for each cube. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the nice cubes. These cubes were what, inch by inch diameter?
I bet say about so.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever mathematic terms.
Give or take a centimeter here or there.
Area. Is it area cube?
Yeah. Even know.
And yeah, so you do that. You stick it in. You kind of suck on it a little bit.
Okay, this is what's happening.
And then you chomp it up.
Maybe Beardo can take some of these for sound drops later to be used on another show I'm not appearing on. Okay, so you both do the slice.
Yes.
And then, Cody, you're here with the slice.
Yeah.
I don't do the slice, but I do put, I take a half bite. I'm probably the more disgusting Jello eater.
You just cut it in halves?
No, I put it all in my spoon. And then I lightly touch my lip to it because I like the sensation. I like the sensation. I just go like, oh, that feels good. And then I take a bite, a half the cube, so I put the rest of the cube down. Mm-hmm. And then I do this.
Is it like when you had those little Jello cups and then you wouldn't use a spoon, you would just like have it slurped right in
slurp.
Your... Yeah, okay.
So I swish it around. I've done this since I was... 3-4 years old.
I respect that.
I swish it around in my mouth. I do one of these. And I squish it around my mouth, and I drink the Jello.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's very respectful. I still do that to this day. I don't have a lot of Jello, and I don't have it a lot of times around people.
So you gotta pick your battles.
My old roommates used to give me some crap for that. I don't know. I just have a little sensation. So I like touching it like I'm a lion about to touch the deer. Like, oh, I'm going to bite your neck. So that's why I avoided it.
I didn't notice it. It didn't bother any of us.
Next time I'll do it.
Okay.
We do a sequel or we just go in general or we're anywhere. I don't know if Yard House serves Jello. I don't know. Or Wood Ranch.
Have some sort of box or something that's, over there. Yeah.
And that's what I love about Sizzler. Mm. And people will give Sizzler some crap. Where can you go for cheese toast, custard, Jello, toast. Pork tacos, and spaghetti mixed together?
Mixed together, yeah.
There's a whole plethora of choices in front of you.
And the cheese toast. It's so simple.
It's delightful.
It's toast simple. With cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
And that is where I thought the waitress was definitely upset at us.
Oh.
Because I'm waiting, right? So you get the salad bar, right?
Yeah, okay.
And I'm waiting because she has to come up and check the receipt. Oh, right, three salad bars.
Yes.
And then I always request. We'll definitely have this cheese toast. She made eye contact with me like 4 or 5 times and didn't come over.
She's like, you get your own damn cheese toast.
And then she finally goes up and I was like, oh, and we'll have the... And I try to ask, and you guys can tell me, but I try to ask as nice as possible. Oh, and we'll have the cheese toast. And she went like, ugh, the cheese toast. Like mumbled and walked off.
Yeah. She's like, and the three salads. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
So you have to drink again? Okay. Yeah.
Maybe it just... Miscommunication across the board.
Well, then something switched because suddenly she saw my two kids up at the salad bar getting Jello.
She saw that and she's like, this is a man. This is a responsible man.
Yes.
He's here with his kids. He's got them for the weekend.
He's letting them go out on their own here.
Oh, this is totally the divorced dad's restaurant. mom's dropped you off. She's taking the boyfriend out to Lake Havasu. Oh. 7-8 hour drive. Yeah. I got Kid the kids for the weekend. The
in their Eliminator boat driving in the back.
Yes, and they're 4x4, and I'm taking you in the Camry, and we're pulling over to the Sizzler, and I'm like, we're only getting the salad bar.
Yeah.
It's the best deal on the menu.
Eat your custard, Cody.
Eat your custard, little slugger.
It tastes fine.
We'll play catch later.
Why don't you win the game next time?
Yeah, why don't you try harder? Why don't you try harder with your loud noises? I cannot thank you guys enough for coming in and having some fun here on Hot Sizzler Nights. Any final thoughts about your Sizzler experience? Are you going to pass this on? Do you think your partners would want to go to a Sizzler?
I think she used to go with her grandpa.
Okay, so she wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I think I'll look one up when I get home, see if there's one close by. Yeah.
I don't think Amber would ever want to.
She wouldn't.
I don't know, because she's like hit or miss sometimes with this kind of stuff. But I think with some convincing, I think it could work.
What you do is you throw this back in her face. Ooh. Hey, honey, I want to go to Sizzler tonight. Mm-hmm. What, you don't want to try it? You don't want to just try it? I've tried sushi.
Yes.
Why are you making that face? It's just cheese toast.
It's just cheese toast. What? Eat the custard. They got custard, babe.
What would either of you do in closing if you do take your significant others to the Sizzler and they come back to the table with some Jell-O and immediately start going? Would you break up with them? Would you divorce your wife? Like,
are you secretly pledged to Ken's Patreon and not the Wangers?
Is there a movement of Jell-O eating that I missed? Yes. What happened here?
I would be like, hey, you know, Ken. And she's like, I know. What? I know.
I would probably just start laughing and never explain it. She's like, what?
Well, I'm not don't worry about it.
Don't
worry about it.
There's another one. There is another. Yeah. There is another. Guys, I want, as we close here, I want you to put yourself over and talk about what you guys are doing over the Wangers with the Patreon page, the podcast. You're on your own. You're independent, which I love. Let everyone know.
Yeah, so we've got our Patreon, patreon.com/wangers. We do our weekly podcast every week. We do movie commentaries. Recently, we're starting to get back into doing some sketch stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, we like doing short films. We're working on a big project right now. And we also like, now that football season is in, we have like a fantasy league with some of our patrons, which is really cool.
That's
so
awesome.
It's a nice little fantasy league where we're doing like weekly prizes. And then today
we just launched a pick'em league.
Yes.
Too, for people who didn't get into the fantasy league. Mm-hmm. If you want to just play along, just predicting games. So it's gonna be a lot of stuff I have to look up on the NFL side.
Are you a Wangers Gambling Association now? Is that what it is?
I mean, we might be able to launch something like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's all fun and games. I mean, they win prizes.
Yeah.
No one's putting money in or anything like
that's
that.
That's great.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've been having a lot of fun, and we do, like, you know, extra videos. We have a Wangers Go Bowling video.
Yeah.
We have something in mind for the afternoons that we want to do.
Oh, yeah. We're
going
to do that.
That we've spoken about that I think is going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
So, yeah, we have a lot of stuff planned, and, you know, we just love being creative and doing fun stuff.
You guys are great. The podcast available wherever fine podcasts are found, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, yeah. iTunes. We just got on Spotify.
Great.
Which was great. And Apple Podcasts or Podomatic or which one of the two?
I think if you Google it, it's on
Google it.
Things,
you Google the Wanger Show on iTunes or Spotify, you'll find it.
Absolutely. That's it. Great night. You guys can follow them also individually on Twitter at
Copser15.
At
The Real Cody Hall.
That's right. These are two of my favorite people in this business, I think, along with people like Ace Cabrera and Robert Butler III and Brian Perez Beardo.
Yes.
I think you guys are part of the future of what's going to happen, and I'm happy to be one of the old guys taking his sons out to Sizzler.
thanks, Dad.
You guys are great. Love working at. Hopefully more documentaries in the future.
Oh, yes.
Don't get...
we need your voice.
Edited down and wrongly. yeah, but I'm always... You guys... and my axe and my VO voice. You guys have it. So that is almost it there. You guys out there listening, hope you enjoyed the return of Hot Sizzler Nights. More in the future. I have one guest who already went to Sizzler, and we're waiting. We went. We had the experience, and we're waiting to record it. I don't know, though, if I can convince this person to do it. I'm trying. They're pulling off the commitment, but we're working on it. So other episodes to come there. I do have people... I still have friends of mine. Hey, when we're going to Sizzler, it's going to happen. So this podcast is not sponsored by Sizzler, but if you're listening, well, I do love that custard, and we can talk about it there. And you can follow me at Ken Knapsack. Don't forget that we have the Patreon page as well, which is you can go to patreon.com/thenapsackfiles. And I forgot to do this last week, and I have to do some special shout-outs here to everyone there on my Patreon tier here. I have the producers tier, which is Jason Humphreys, Pag, Spencer Hunt, Alex Marriott, Kai Thatch, Kyle Gerbrandt, Zach Anderson, Donald Long, The Amazing Web, and Aaron Parisian. You guys know Aaron from the Schmoes No World. They are my producer supporters, and my executive producers are DJ Snacks, listen to Temporal Radio, Sir Thomas Atal, Thomas Risling, Lethal Logan X from MPW. I'm returning to wrestling one night only, October 13th, walking out with Lethal Logan X, Matthew Simon, or maybe it's Simone, maybe it's French, Bador, Jacob at Legends Con, Kyle Harlow, Matthew Maroney, Matthew Thompson at TMP Media Productions. So that is the people on Patreon who really make things happen, but it's all of you. Consider supporting if you want. Spread the word here in the Knapsack Files, and we'll keep going. That's it. We've had a hot Sizzler night.